So we're starting now. This is Chaitanya Bhagavat classes, and it's by Vrindavan Das Thakur. We're beginning these classes with Madhya Kanda. Madhya Kanda is, of course, these are the adult pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Not so adult at this time. He's, you can say, begins after he returned from Gaya and received the 10-syllable Gopal mantra. His mantra diksha from Ishwarapuri, when he came returned to Navadvip Mayapur, he was a totally transformed person. And we were reading the other day, everyone was amazed, and everyone became so happy by the new Vishwambar, the new Nimai, Naya Nimai, new presentation, new edition. So at this time, I was trying to calculate the age when he came back. Does anyone know exactly how old he was when he took his initiation? I would venture he was about 14 or so, maybe 15. Not so old. So we say adult pastimes, but at any rate, this is text 42, because we already started before these classes. Niravari Krishnavesh Prabhura Sharir Mahavirakte Rapraya Vyavahare Kare. Ecstatic love of Krishna was constantly visible in the body of the Lord. He became most renounced in his dealings. So it says Krishna Vesh. He became totally absorbed, as we were mentioning. Avesh, Pravesh. Avesh means to be absorbed, enveloped. Krishna Vesh Prabhu. Prabhu, he became totally, and Virakti, totally renounced to everything. And this Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati gives an interesting purport. He said, love of Krishna in the mood of Adi Ruta Mahabhav was always found in the body of Lord Chaitanya. Therefore, following the footsteps of a topmost renunciate and being absorbed in the mood of a devotee, this is describing Lord Chaitanya. He, Lord Chaitanya, gave up all desires for enjoying personal happiness, and as the personification of pure renunciation, he displayed intense eagerness for being attracted to the enchanting tamal tree blackish personality. This is a very interesting way of saying. Now, who could this be describing? Who is this tamal tree blackish personality? Does anyone have any idea? Is there some confusion? So what is this called? This is called glorification in an indirect way. It's called parokshavad. And this is so pleasing to the Lord. If he was simply to say, displayed intense eagerness for being attracted to Krishna. This is not very mysterious. It's not very captivating. So when the Acharya Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he's speaking here and he's mentioning, glorifying Krishna, and describing some point of philosophy, but his very description is so poetic and so pleasing to the object of description, to the person being described. Because Krishna is also, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna are also reading this purport, and are also hearing this glorification. So the tamal tree blackish personality. So this verse is saying that Lord Chaitanya, he became totally, he gave up all desires for enjoying personal happiness, displayed intense eagerness for being attracted to the enchanting tamal tree blackish personality. Bhujite na padayai puchrera charita tatapiha pucho deki maha anandita. Mother Shachi could not understand the conduct of her son, yet she was overjoyed to see him. Maha anandita. It's so nice in Bengali. If you only have the English, you can't really. Maha ananda. I mean, ananda means something we don't know in the material world. We know something about happiness, but ananda, maha ananda. She was extremely, greatly blissed out. She was really overjoyed and beyond herself. Putra Deki, just to see her child. And this is the nature of Atsali love. She didn't care anything about his transformation. Now he's becoming, acting a little strange maybe, or speaking, chanting these mantras and acting very humbly. And anyway, he's my son and I love him. That's all I know. He's my Nimai. So she was just happy. Even though it's Putra Charita. Putra Charita. the character, the behavior, the charita of her putra, she didn't understand. She said, "Bujite, bujite napare." She didn't understand. She said, "Anyway, I don't know. Anyway, I love him." That's like you become Hare Krishna or something. "Why is this Hare Krishna? Anyway, you're my son. I love you." Hopefully, your mother will be like that. Otherwise, she'll say, "Jao." You go to the temple, they'll come home. Krishna, now, so now, this is the, now you can ask the question when you read this verse, well, what behavior didn't she understand? What is he doing now that he wasn't doing before he got initiated? So now, Vrindavan Das Thakur is going to show you and describe the behavior. Krishna Krishna Bali Prabhu Kariya Krandan Aideki Ashujali Bharila Angan. As the Lord cried and wept, he cried out the name of Krishna. Krishna Krishna Bali Prabhu Kariya Krandan. His mother saw that the courtyard was flooded with tears. Ashujali Bharila Angan. Angan means the courtyard. Like we say Shrivas Angam. Angan. Angan means like limb. Like Anga. Limb, gorangi or goranga, golden limbs. So this anga means an extension to the house, right? An extension to your body is your arm and legs. So anga, srivasangam, an extension to his main house, his bungalow, is his courtyard or this mandap where they would chant. Kirtan mandap. So this is what she's saying. Why? She's bujite napari. She couldn't understand. And this, hey, it's not monsoon season. Why is the courtyard full of water? Where is this water coming from? Oh, my son. My son's sitting there in the corner. Krishna, Krishna. Prema, Ashujali. It's coming from him. Why is he crying? Because mothers don't like to see their children cry, is it? They like to see their children laugh and smile and be happy. It's the nature of love. They don't want to say, when a child's crying, what does the mother do? Why are you crying? What's wrong? Oh, I want some money, I want this, that, whatever. Kota Krishna, Kota Krishna, Bhalaya Thakur, Bhalati Bhalati Premium, Bhalaya Prachur. The Lord cried out, Kota, 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 where is Krishna, where is Krishna? While calling out in this way, his love incessantly increased. Bhalati Bhalati Premium, Bhadai, Bhadai, Prachur. Prachur means increased, extremely. This is the way everyone's love increases. Whatever little love, we have some love, but love means attraction, love means interest, love means feelings. So we have some attraction, interest, feelings for Krishna. Although infantile and primordial and very small. But they're there. And so, as the more we cry out, as Prabhupada told us, we should cry out Krishna's name like a child crying for his mother. Then we will see how our tiny little bit of attraction and interest and love for Krishna will also increase. His love incessantly increased. And of course you see, because our acharyas, they're always studying these books, they're absorbed in these books. Like our Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj. He was so much involved in reading Chaitanya Bhagavat. So then, he had his own song that he used to sing in his own separation. Kotai go prema mahi, radhe radhe. Same word, kotai. Kotai go prema mahi, radhe radhe. Radhe Radhe go Radhe Radhe Ashtashaki Shiromani Radhe Radhe Ashtashaki Shiromani Radhe Radhe Kotai go Prema Mahi. Where is that Prema Mahi? Kotai. He was focused on Radharani. Because he's a Manjari. Guna Manjari. So in his Sadaka Rup, he's crying out for his Swamini. Ashtashaki Shiromani. Ashtashaki Shiromani. She's the crest jewel of all the Sakis. The Shiromani, the jewel on the top of the head of all the Sakis. Then what else? That's her position. She's the topmost of all the gopis of Braj, Shrimati Radharani. Kotai go prema mai, where is that Radharani? She's made of prema. What kind of prema? This Adiruddha Mahabhav prema. This Mahabhav. She's made of this. Mahabhav Surupini. Kotai go, where is she? Where is she? Where is she? I'm in Braj. I'm wandering around Braj. I can't find her. So let me go to Gordham, Gormandal. Maybe I'll find her there. So he went there. He couldn't find, but he's crying all day and night, so it seems like he found. We're also here in Brajadam looking for something. I don't know, and maybe crying for that. But so the Kotai go prema mahi radhe radhe. So Mahaprabhu, 500 years ago, 500 years ago in Navadvipa Mandal, Kotaigo Prema, he's saying Kotaigo Prema Mahi Krishna, because Krishna is also Prema Mahi. So Radharani, the Lord's crying out, right, as soon as he's initiated, although he hasn't taken sannyas, also he enters into this Radha Bhav. Right after his initiation. Because what mantra did he get? He got the Gopi Vallabha mantra. Klim Gopi Vallabha Swaha. This is the mantra he got from Ishwarpuri. The Gopi Vallabha. That beloved of the gopis. So this is, who is that? That's Krishna. It's Krishna mantra. Gopi Vallabha. So right when he's initiated, already he's off starting his Radha Bhav. But there in Mayapur it's mixed. His Radha Bhav is mood of Krishna and sometimes mixed with the mood of Radha. That's why he shows it. Universal form. He shows all these avatars and Shiva Sangam because it's Krishna. When he takes sannyas, then it's only, you don't see all these roops and all these different Ram roop and different roops, Vishu roops or whatever. Then it's only in the mood of Radharani. Kichunahi bujayai kon vakaran karajode lailai govinda sharan. Sachimata could not understand anything. Therefore, she sought the protection of Govinda with folded hands. Mother Shachi, she's a simple Bengali Brahmani. She doesn't have a PhD from Harvard. She hasn't studied psychology and all these things. All she knows is, oh, my son is exhibiting such strange behavior. I better take shelter of my Ishtadev. I better take his Govinda Sharan. Sharan. Laila, she took shelter. Kichu nahi bhuje karan. She couldn't under even the slightest kichu. She didn't have the slightest idea what the cause was. Kichu karan. What is the cause? Kichu. I don't know anything why he's acting like this. Sometimes our parents, when we join the Hare Krishna movement, they say, "What am I? I can't figure out my son. He's gone crazy. Shaved his head, wearing a bed sheet, chanting Hare Krishna. She can't figure out anything." Arambila Mahaprabhu Apana Prakash Ananta Brahmandamaya Haila Ulas. Arambila Mahaprabhu Apana Prakash Ananta Brahmandamaya Haila Ulas. As the Supreme Lord began to manifest himself, innumerable universes rejoiced. Apana Prakash. Apan means he had to accept. Apan means to accept his divine position for which he came to this world. Prakash, he started to manifest that. Ananta Brahmanda, Maya, Ulas. Ananta Brahmanda, all the unlimited universes, they became Ulas. They started to rejoice. Ulas. What was that description we heard on this tape about Ulas? From, was it Madhumati was describing once from her Guru Maharaj. Saying, what is ulas? What does this mean, ulas? This is an example of ulas. You're in the kirtan, and they're chanting Hare Krishna, and everyone's chanting Hare Krishna, and there's some dancing. Then that kirtan starts to increase in tempo, and they start chanting very fast. And then they start chanting Hari Bol, Hari Bol, like this towards the end, crescendo, call it the crescendo. Then everyone starts jumping. And not everyone, at least the ones that are involved with the kirtan. And feeling inspired, some people sit there, I'm not jumping. And they protest, they actually protest. They go against the nature. The nature is that their soul wants to jump with all the other jumping souls. And because of false ego, they say, oh no, you're all fools, you jump, I'm not jumping. No. And they just push down the soul, down, don't jump, don't get up, don't jump. I'm an iconoclast, I do what I want, I don't jump. But all the souls are jumping, everyone's dancing. With great, great effort, you can repress yourself. I've seen many people in kirtan sitting on the side. Oh, everyone's go, ah! You don't want to see? So what happened is that, so when you start jumping like that, that's ulas. When you start jumping, that's the difference. That's ulas. Ulas means that, you feel some happiness in your chanting, but when there's happiness becomes too much, that just pushes you upward, and you start jumping like that. That's called ulas. So Mahaprabhu, Vedavyas, Vrindavan Das Thakur, he's using this word ulas, that ananta brahmanda maya, that the whole universes, they were rejoicing. They were all jumping up and down. Hari bol, Hari bol. Prema brishti. Prema brishti karite prabhur. Prema brishti karite prabhura. Shubharamba. Dvani shuni jaya jata. Bhagavata brinda. All the devotees immediately came there as they heard about the auspicious beginning of the Lord's distribution of love. Love. this is one of the most exciting sections of Chaitanya Bhagavat. Whenever I read this section, my only prayer is, I wish I was there. This is my only prayer. I missed it by 5 seconds. 500 years is 5 seconds in eternity. It's prema brishti. It says Bhagavat Brinda. This is this is what we are, or let's say, all the devotees. Bhagavat Brinda. Brinda means group, collection. Brinda. Say, what do we say in the Prem Dwani? We say Gaura Bhakta Brinda ki, or Gaura Bhakta Brinda. All the Gaura Bhaktas. So it's interesting because he's saying here Bhagavat Brinda. And Bhagavat Brinda, that means, what does that mean? Bhagavat means that all the devotees of Bhagavan. Because he didn't say Gaura Bhakta Brinda. Because Gaura hadn't really begun his Sankirtan movement and collected any Gaura Bhaktas. So he didn't say Gaura Bhakta Brinda. And didn't say Krishna Bhakta Brinda. He said Bhagavat Brinda. So Bhagavat Brinda means a group of worshippers of the Bhagavat. So this means that everyone came to see the phenomenon. Ram Bhaktas came, Krishna Bhaktas came, Narayan Bhaktas came. They all came because they all trace out their Siddhanta to the Bhagavat. Srimad Bhagavatam. So all the worshippers and the devotees of the Bhagavatam and the worshippers of Bhagavan in the various forms, they all came to see. This is why he's saying Bhagavat Brinda. Prema Brishti, all the devotees came there as they heard about the auspicious beginning of the Lord's distribution of love. Shubha Aramba. Aramba means beginning, and Shubha means auspicious. Prema Brishti. He said, the beginning of the Lord's distribution of love, Prema Brishti. Actually, Brishti means rain, doesn't it? Brishti means downpour. It means a downpour. It says here, distribution of love. Prema Brishti. Now there's really a big difference between Bengali and English. Prem Drishti, excuse me, Prem Brishti, like Barsana. We say Barsana, rain, means rain. So he was showering the place. Well, here, distribution means like this. Here, take some Prem. Here, we're distributing prasad, take a piece of prasad. This is the word, distribution means like this. Here's one for you. Now, there's a difference between distribution and showering. Showering means it's going everywhere. It's going on the kids, the baby stroller. It's going on everywhere. The prema is just raining down everywhere. It's prema vrishti, isn't it? The dogs, everyone's getting it. Dogs are getting, when it rains, it falls on everybody. Right? Dog, don't fall on the dog. It's, you know, spiritual. No, even the dog. That's in Chaitanya Mangal. The dog got the prema. And so, that story is there so we can have some hope. Chaitanya Mangal, there's a story of a dog who got the mercy of Mahaprabhu, his puppy dog. And he was chanting Radha Govinda. So when we read that story, it's for all of us, dogs of Kali Yuga, can get some encouragement. Yesava Vaishnav Gela Prabhur Darashane Sambhasha Karila Prabhu Tan Sabarasane. All the Vaishnavas who came to see the Lord were warmly greeted by Him. So this is the... maybe we can move up a little bit. It seems that the space is getting less. So this is... just see how Lord Chaitanya has become transformed by the mercy of His Guru and by the mercy of His Guru Ishvara Puri and receiving this very intimate Gopal mantra. He's become so transformed that everyone's running to see him, and he's very warmly greeting everyone. Prabhu Darashani, Sambhasha Karila Prabhu, Sabharasani, Sambhasha. Kali Suklambara Gare Meliba Asiya,
Mora dukkha nivedimo nivritte vasya.
When Lord Chaitanya met everyone, then he spoke this. He said, tomorrow, everyone come to Shuklambara's house, and I will submit to you my sorrows in seclusion. So he's telling his Moradukha. He's saying Moradukha, Nividhimu, Nibritte. Nibritte means like Nibritte Kunja. Vas, Nibritte Vas means a very secret and hidden place. And Shuklambara's house, Shuklambara Gari, Milivi Asya. And we will all meet over there. Because Lord Chaitanya wants to open his heart. He wants to reveal his heart to his Navadvip bhaktas, or would be bhaktas, let's say. Why is he transformed? What is he feeling? And what is taken hold of him? So now we have it from Lord Chaitanya's side. Now we can hear how the other devotees responded. Hari she pornita haila, Shriman Pandit, Deki Adbhuta Prema Mahaharishita. That Shriman Pandit, which means, I believe it's Shrivas Thakur, because it's also saying Shivas in other words. So Shriman Pandit, because there's also someone named Shriman Pandit. It may be a different person, or it can be Shivas. I think it's Shrivas in this case, because there is a devotee named Shriman Pandit. Harishe Purin Tahoila, Shriman Pandit. So he became, Harish means joy, Purin, he became full of joy to see the transformation, Lord Chaitanya. Dehi Adbhuta Prem, Mahaharishita. It's Adbhuta Prem. Not only Prem, but Adbhuta. It was amazing, something very special. Shriman Pandit was filled with joy. He was delighted on seeing the Lord's wonderful manifestation of love. Maharishita. Adbhuta Prem. So this is the type of love that Lord Chaitanya is distributing. It's not ordinary love of God. It's not ordinary Krishna praying, but it's Adbhuta praying. Something very extraordinary. Jata Kritya Kari, and it's something that has never been distributed before. Never before. Jata Kritya Kari Usha Kale Sajilaya Chalila Tulite Pushpa Harashita Haya. After performing his duties early the next morning, Mahaprabhu took a basket and Shivas took a basket and happily went to collect flowers. That sounds so sweet. So innocent. Generally, when you think taking a basket and collecting flowers, you think that some lady would do that. That's kind of a feminine idea about it. Basket of flowers. But this is a pandit, a famous pandit and guru of Navadvip, Mayapur. He's coming to collect flowers early the next morning, because that's when we collect flowers. Usha Kale. Usha Kale means when the sky is pink. Usha means the pink. And the rising of the sun is called Usha, the time of Usha. It's very Udila Aruna Purababhage. The sky is pinkish and very beautiful. So he went to collect flowers. And Harashita, Harsh means happiness. He was very happy, happily doing that service. Yateka Vaishnavatole Tulite Napari Akshaya Avyaya Pushpa Sarvakshane Dhare. The Vaishnavas picked as many flowers as they liked, but the supply of flowers always remained inexhaustible and undiminished. Sounds like a good flower garden. It's a transcendental flower garden. You have one and you take away one, you still have one. Om Purnam Purnamadam Purnamidam. Everything is complete. So, like Prabhupada said, he said, this is the nature of transcendence. If you have a cake, and you offer it to Krishna, it becomes prasadam. If you cut up the cake in pieces, then you distribute it. And then you look back, it's there, it's still there. You give out five pieces, it's still five pieces are there. You can give out five more pieces. Transcendental cake. So this is inexhaustible. It never gets ended. It never finishes. So we can see here that flower picking pastimes are going back a long way. Vaishnavas and Gaudi Vaishnavism are always going out early in the morning, picking flowers. Sometimes taking them without asking, so to speak, in various places of the world. So this, the Vaishnavas are doing this. So Usha Kali Utiya Sakala Bhaktagan Pushpa Tulibhari Asi Haila Milan. After rising in the morning, all the devotees would regularly meet there to gather flowers. Meet there means in... I skipped a verse. Ek kunda gache ache Shivas mandire kunda rupe kiva kalpa taru avatari. In the house of Shivas Thakur, there was a kunda tree that appeared like the incarnation of a kalpa riksha. Oh, okay, that's the introduction. So there was one kalpa riksha tree there giving kunda flowers, which is a white flower, and the devotees would pick unlimited flowers from there. And they would all meet there to gather flowers. Sabe tolena pushpa krishna katarase garadhara gopinatha ramane shivase. And these are the devotees who would come for flower picking. Flower picking group. We have Sankirtan party. Sankirtan. People go out on Sankirtan, Harinam or book distribution. So this is a flower picking party. Pushpa party. And who's in this flower collecting party? Well, we have Shivas, that's his garden. We have Gadadhar, Radharani's picking flowers. Then Gopinath, Ramai Pandit, and Shivas, they all pick flowers while discussing topics of Krishna. Well, that's nice. They're talking about Krishna. Krishna Katha Rasi. They were not only discussing, they were tasting. This is the idea that What are we learning? We're hearing about the Leela here. But we're also learning that this is how devotees serve the Lord. When they serve the Lord, they... Because this is a Bhagavatam, so it's not only giving Leela, but it's also giving many important teachings. So the important teaching here is that they're picking flowers, which is a particular activity. Whether we're cooking or picking flowers or doing any type of activity with our body and senses, we should be doing, what does it say? Krishna Katha Rasi. Krishna Katha. Krishna Katha Rasi. We should be tasting and speaking about Krishna and relishing topics of Krishna, maybe remembering some pastime. We're picking flowers if we have some familiarity or awareness of Krishna's pastimes. We can remember Radharani's flower picking pastimes. Which are this, what's it called? Pushpa. I forget. What do you know? What's the name of that? Flower picking? What's the title for that? You know, Sanskrit? Do you remember? Pushpa something, I can't remember. But it's a daily pastime. Radharani's always picking flowers to make garlands for Krishna in Radhakund and other places. So that's what they're. See, oh, this is what devotees do. They go and pick flowers for the service of Krishna. But is that all they do? They just pick a big basket of flowers? Because we also do that. We go out and pick flowers. No, Krishna Katha Rasi. They're tasting and relishing the taste of flavors of Krishna's Nam, Rup, Guna, and Leela. So this is an instruction. Oh, as they're doing, we should also do. Hinai samaya asi Sriman Pandit hasiti hasiti asi haila vidit. At that moment, Sriman Pandit arrived there with a smile on his face. So there's two personalities here that's been discussed. Sriman Pandit, he was very happy to see the Lord's transformation of love. And then Shrivas Thakur is also picking flowers. So there's Shrivas Thakur and Sriman Pandit, two individuals. So he came, Sabe Bhalena Aji Bhara Deki Hasya, Sriman Kahena Aji Karana Avasya. They all said, Sriman, it seems you're very happy today. Bhara, Aji Bhara. Bhara deki hasya. Aji means aji, today, aji. Bhara deki hasya. They are seeing it, you're very happy. Then they're inquisitive. Because there's a question mark, because they're saying this statement, they're not saying, it seems you are very happy. Oh, it seems you're very happy today. There's a question, interrogative tone in their voice. Sriman Pandit replied, yes. There is, of course, a good reason. Karana avashya. Karan. There's a cause. And now everyone's hanging on his words. Well, what? Do tell. What is the cause? Parama adbhuta katha maha asambhava. Nimai Pandit Haila Parama Vaishnav. Harivo. This is Paramadbhuta Katha. This is the most param, most amazing, wonderful thing has happened. Mahasambhav. It's impossible. Nimai Pandit has become a Parama Vaishnav. Because before he wasn't interested, he was just defeating everyone, just interested in being a pundit. He wasn't worshipping Vishnu, he didn't have any. I did some puja in the house, but he wasn't that much interested. He was more interested in his logic and his grammar, and cutting words in half, and then again in half. A most wonderful and most impossible incident has occurred here in Navadvip. Nimai Pandit has become the greatest Vaishnava. Purport. The same Nimai Pandit who was a few days before the crest jewel among logicians, Naya Shiromani. Naya Shiromani. Naya means logic. He was a crest jewel, Naya Shiromani. All he cared about is arguing logic. This, you said, if I say it's like this, then you can defeat it. Oh, I don't know. No, but I'll show you. Now it's like this. So he would go this way, that way, and that was his pastime. He was a few days ago the Naya Shiromani, and he ridiculed the Vaishnavas. He used to ridicule, he used to make fun of the Vaishnavas with caricatures and teasing words. Now he's become a great Vaishnava. So there's an example of that in the Chaitanya Mangal by Lochandas Thakur, where Murari Gupta of course is a famous Vaishnava of Navadvip, and he had many students. And he was sometimes walking with his students through Mayapur. Then Nimai Pandit, in his frivolous days, pre-initiation, pre-ISKCON days, or let's say before he was initiated, he was very frivolous and he was, as it says, he was making caricatures. Making caricatures means you mock or you imitate. If someone says, then you say, like children often do. Children often imitate. They get into this imitation stage sometimes in their life. The mother says, "Now you sit down." Then the child says, "Now you sit down." why are you imitating my words? And then the child says, "Why are you imitating my words?" Sometimes they do. So this is called imitation, a caricature. So Murari Gupta, he walked with a certain kind of proud step because he was a big acharya, a big teacher, and he's walking like this and he's pontificating on different points. Well, it's like this, and he's walking with his students and making points like this and gesticulating like this. And so then the Nimai Pandit, he would say, "Hey, watch this." He would gather his friends, "Hey, watch this." And he'd walk behind Murari Gupta, "Well, it's like this." And he would imitate his voice. He would even imitate his voice. And everybody would say, "Ah, ha, ha." They would laugh. All his friends would laugh at Murari Gupta. Then one of Murari Gupta's students would say, "Nimai Pandit is walking behind you, making fun of you. He's mocking you. He's making fun of you." "Acha?" And he stopped. And then, "What are you telling me?" "Not me, I'm not doing anything." And he would look at him, and then Murari Gupta walked. Lord Chaitanya would walk behind him. So then he would catch him. "Aren't you the son of Jagannath Mishra? Is this how you behave? Is this how you show respect to your seniors, doing like this? I pulled your ear, I'll tell your mother and father about how you're doing. This is not right. You know better than to behave like this." And how did Mahaprabhu reply? Nimai Pandit, how did he respond? Did he respond in a very humble way? "Oh yes, you're my father. You're like my grandfather. You're so superior to me. Please forgive me. I'm very bad, very bad boy. Please forgive me. I'll be a good boy." He didn't respond. He said, "Oh really? You don't know who I am. Who are you talking to? You'll find out. Hey Pandit, you'll find out who I am later." He was rather just the opposite, so proud and so boisterous. So then, a long pastime, he went later to his house, and Murari Gupta was taking prasadam, and Lord Chaitanya was all dressed up in different form. And anyway, you can read in Chaitanya Mangal. So this is the character. So now he's very humble, and he's very happy to see everyone, and Lord Chaitanya is totally transformed. So Shriman Pandit is going on to describe more of this transformation. Gaya haite ailena sakala kushale shunyame sambhashite gelana vikale. Shriman Pandit said, hearing that Nimai Pandit has happily returned from Gaya, Sakala kushali. He's completely sakala kushali means completely comfortable, happy, kush. I went to greet him yesterday afternoon. Sambhashite. Paramavirakta rupa sakala sambhash. Tilardeka arudyera naika prakash. Everything Nimai said revealed his utmost aversion to the world. Parama virakta rupa sakala sambhash. Sakala sambhash. Sambhasha. Everything he said, all the words that he said, sambhash. Sakala, complete. Everything he said was indicating that he didn't care anything about this material world. He was parama virakti. Virakta means vairagi, detached. He did not display any arrogance for even a moment. Audatyera, nahika, nahika prakash. Tilardeka. Tilar means that they say a moment, but literally it means a sesame seed. Tila, this is tilardeka. Tila ardeka. Ardeka means a sesame seed. Because it's a very poetic way of saying, because a sesame seed is very small. It's a very tiny little thing, little sesame seed. Tila, tila beej, tilka beej, tilka beej. So it's a very small moment of time. So even for a sesame seed's worth of time, for one moment, he didn't show any arrogance. Which was, now, a few weeks ago, there wasn't one moment when he didn't show arrogance. He was always the arrogant pundit, Nimai pundit. So now is not for one second did he show any arrogance. So what has happened? Sriman Pandit observes this and he's telling, Nibrite kaite lagilena Krishna kata JJ stani dekilena ya purva jata. In a secluded place, Nibrite kaite, Nimai began to speak about Krishna and the wonders that he had witnessed at various places. Stan, JJ Stani Dekilena, Apurva. Apurva means unprecedented. Apurva. Deki Apurva. Unprecedented sights. Stan means like Lila Stan, pastime places. Because he went to Gaya and he saw the footprints of Gadadhar, a form of, that doesn't mean Gadadhar Pandit, but it means a form of Vishnu. His footprints are there. Gada means one who carries the club, Gadadhar. So the footprints of Gadadhar Vishnu are there in Gaya, because he appeared there one time and the stone melted and caught his footprints. So when he saw those footprints, he experienced ecstatic symptoms. And that's what Sriman Pandit is telling here. The apurva, the unprecedented experiences. Parapadma tirthera laita matranam nayanera jale sava purna haila stan. Sriman Pandit continues. As soon as Nimai, when he was describing about the places he visited on his yatra from Mayapur, he went from Mayapur to Gaya, which is in Bihar, and back from Gaya to Navadvip. As soon as he started narrating in this Nibrite, this secret place, as soon as he mentioned the name of that place, Parapadma Tirtha. Parapadma means lotus foot tirtha. Pad means foot, Padma means lotus. Lotus foot tirtha, which is another name for Gaya. It's called Parapadma. Parapadma Tirtha. Padma Tirtha means that holy place where the feet of Gadadhar Vishnu are enshrined and worshipped there, and people do their shrad ceremony there for their ancestors, and it's very auspicious. So as soon as Nimai mentioned the name, yes, I went to this place, he fell apart. He actually collapsed. And the place became filled with tears. Nayanera Jale Sabha. Sabha Purna Hailastan. That stan, that place, that private place where he was meeting with the devotees, telling him, he flooded it. Nayanera. Nayan means his eyes. Nayanera Jal. It's a beautiful way of saying it. Just like in Sanskrit, instead of saying sandalwood from the Malayan hills, they say Malayaja. Malayaja. Ja means Janma. That which is born from Malaya. Malaya is these hills. And what was growing in those days, 500 years ago, on top of the hills was sandalwood trees. So this is a way of saying sandalwood. Instead of saying Chandan Lakri, which is sandalwood, or Chandan, let's say that which is born in the Malaya jungle. So he's saying Nayanera Nayanara Jali Sabha Purna Hoilastan, that his eyes, Jali Sabha, were completely full of tears, and, because Purna can go both ways, Purnastan, that place became completely full of his tears, simply by remembering. He was saying, yes, I went to Gaya to do the Shraddh ceremony for my father, Jagannath Mishra, Pandit Jagannath Mishra Ji. And then, when I got there, I went to Padapadma Tirtha. Then, they started crying. Because he remembered, or she remembered, and Radhabhav remembered the lotus feet of Krishna. And that became Udipan. Simply the name of the place became Udipan. Padapadma Tirtha. That just hearing the name of this holy place, which is associated with Krishna, in the form of Gadadhara Vishnu, stimulated so much ecstatic feelings in the heart of Mahaprabhu that he just unleashed a torrent of tears which flooded the whole place. So we come sometimes from Delhi on the train, and we go to Mathura, and we get out of the train station, there's people standing there saying, Vrindavan, Vrindavan, Vrindavan. They say three times, Vrindavan, Vrindavan, Vrindavan. Now, if we actually had any bhav, if we were on the level of bhava bhakti, when we would get out of the train from Delhi, and we would approach those rickshaw wallahs, and as soon as he said Vrindavan, we'd hear the name Vrindavan, Vrindavan, oh. we'd faint on the ground. That is the place of Krishna's divine rasa dance, and his beautiful pastimes of the cows and the gopis, and we would just go be lost in internal consciousness due to our bhav. But because we don't have any bhav, we don't have any love, we don't have any realization, We say, oh, Vrindavan, Vrindavan. He's chanting so many times. We say, no, I'm taking my own thing. This one. Vrindavan, Vrindavan, yes, go, Vrindavan, Vrindavan. Or you go to Vrindavan in front of this Brijvasi sweet shop and there's some auto scooters there. They say, go, Vrindavan, go, Vrindavan, go, Vrindavan. Radhakund, 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 sit down, Radhakund. And we hear the name Radhakund, Radhakund, or Vrindavan, go, Vrindavan. And we should, Nothing happens. So, obviously we're not Lord Chaitanya. But we can appreciate that. Simply the name of the place, Padapadma Tirtha. And it's not even Prem Nam, it's simply a Gona Nam about a place of Vishnu's Leela. And he's falling to pieces. And that, we just heard the initial description of how he fell to pieces. How he became totally overwhelmed. Now we're going to hear more description from Sriman Pandit, describing another Pandit, Nimai Pandit. Saranga Mahakampa Pulake Purnita Ha Krishna Bhalya Matra Padila Bhumita. Bhumita. Nimai's entire body began to tremble. Sarva Anga, all his limbs. Mahakampa. Kampa means Ramacha Kampa Ashu. Tarangabhaja, that means trembling, symptoms of bhava, sattvic bhavas, transformation. This is Mahakampa. He was really trembling, not like little trembling. We only tremble when we don't get prasad. If we go to the prasadam hall and there's no prasadam, we start trembling. Oh, what happened to prasad? But it is Sarvanga Mahakampa Pulake Purnita. Ha Krishna Balya Matra Padila Bhumita. So, in other words, he started crying, and then the ecstasies were increasing in intensity. As he absorbed himself in the Leela Smaran and the Krishna Smaran, then his ecstasies became more and more intense, and they started to appear one after the other, leading to Pralaya. Pralaya is the final, as you can say, the eighth Astik sattvic bhava is pralaya. Pralaya means devastation, destruction, or generally means collapsing or falling unconscious. Pralaya. And we say mahapralaya means destruction of the universe, mahapralaya. So that's the eighth one, pralaya, but it doesn't mean you die or give up your body. Oh, you can also do that. So now it's saying, he began to mahakamba, tremble, all the hairs, pulakai purnita, pulake purnita, all the hairs on his body stood on end. Then he cried out, because what happened is he couldn't contain it. All the tears and all the trembling and all the hair standing end. These are three symptoms and are in unlimited proportion. And the next thing is choked voice, swara, vepatu. Vepatu is choked voice. So then he cries out in choked voice, And then he gets devastated. He cries out, Hare Krishna, and then collapses on the ground. So, doom, 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 doom. Like, climax of ecstatic. Hare Krishna Bhalya Matra Padila Bhumita Sarvange Dhatu Nahi Haila Murchita Katashane Bhaya Drishti Haila Chamatkita. When Nimai fell unconscious, there was no sign of life. Dhatu Nahi Murchita. It was like Katashane Bhaya Drishti Haila Chamatkita. There was no sign of life in his body. This is pralaya. Pralaya means destruction. It appeared that he had died. After a while, he regained his external consciousness with a sudden jerk. Bhaya drishti means he started looking externally. Bhaya drishti and antar drishti. Because now, when he mentioned this Padma Tirtha, when that sound entered his ears, then he went internal, antarjusti, and was seeing Gadadhara Vishnu, seeing his lotus feet, seeing Krishna, remembering Krishna. So this, and then, now he started to come out. After a while, he regained his external consciousness with a sudden jerk. Kata shane. It's very, moving description. Sheshe je bhalya Krishna kandite lagila hena bhuji Gangadevi asya milila. Then finally Nimai cried out the name of Krishna. Krishna! It seemed as if Ganga herself appeared in his eyes. Gangadevi asya milila. The Gangadevi met his eyes. Now, this is a very poetic way of describing that he was really crying a lot. If he said in English, he finally, sheshe, at the end, he cried out the name of Krishna. He cried out the name of Krishna and then cried a lot. That wouldn't be very much poetic. Hena bhuji Ganga Devi asya milila. It seemed that he was meeting Milila, that there was a meeting, that the Milan, there was a meeting of Ganga with Mahaprabhu. And she was appearing there, meeting him, coming out of his eyes in the form of river of tears. Ganga is a river, a very powerful river in Mayapur, very wide and powerful. And so that river, that Ganga river of tears, is manifesting there. Shriman Pandit continues, Jai bhakti dekhilo ami tahana nayan tahane manushya buddhi nahiyara man. By the devotion that I have seen in Nimai Pandit, I no longer consider him an ordinary human being. Jai bhakti dekhilu nayan. This bhakti I've seen, manush buddhi nahi. I don't think buddhi nahi aramane. I can't consider man, my consideration, that he's not one of us. I'm Sriman Pandit, you're Gadadhar Pandit, and there's Ganga Pandit, and there's so many Pandits here. Navadvip is full of pundits, and all of Nimai's friends were pundits. Everyone, you just go through the list, they're all pundits. Practically everyone was a pundit. They're all Brahmins. Birds of a feather flock together. So Sriman Pandit is the first one to make the proclamation. Because before that, everyone saw these Nimai Pandit, he's the son of Jagannath Mishra, he's very learned, he's our teacher, he's teaching us Naya or Vyakaran. But now they have, now this is the first statement. Listen, everybody, guess what? He's not one of us. He's something special. Now, Sriman Pandit, this is all his narration. Sabaye kata kali lena bhaya haila shukambara gara kali milivasa kali. I'm regaining external consciousness. Nimai said only this, let us meet at the house of Shuklambara early tomorrow morning. Tumiyara Sadashiva Pandita Murari Tomas Shabastane Duka Kariba Gohari. Nimai continued, I wish to reveal my distress to you, Sadashiva and Murari Pandit. Paramamangale kahilana kata avashya karana ite achaye sarvata. So this is Shriman Pandit now speaking. There is every reason to believe this most auspicious news that I have given you. Paramamangala. This is Paramamangala. Paramamangala. Avashya karan achaye sarvata. Sarvata. There's every reason. What news did he give them? What was the Paramamangala? What was the Paramamangala that Shriman Pandit announced to everyone? The Lord Chaitanya, the Nimai Pandit, is not just another Pandit of Mayapur, Navadvipa. He's something special. That's what he said. By the devotion I have seen in him, I no longer consider him an ordinary human being. That's a very calm way of saying that maybe if he's not a human being, then he must be a devata, maybe a demigod, or maybe God himself. So that's the conclusion of Shriman Pandit's narration to the devotees. Now, Vrindavan Das Thakur says, he narrates the pastime. Shrimanera vachan shuni vachana suniya bhaktagan haribali mahadwani karila takan. On hearing the news from Shriman Pandit, the devotees triumphantly chanted the name of Hari. Mahadwani, Shunya, Bhaktagan, all the devotees, hearing the Vachan, Shriman Vachan, Shunya, they heard his words, the Vacha, and they became very happy. And they're very loudly chanting, Mahadwani, Mahadwani, Hari, 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 Hari. This is very common. Whenever something happens, they always seem to chant, Hari, Hari. And we say, Haribo, Haribo. We usually say Haribo. Someone says, oh, guess what? I heard you wanted to go to India, so I'm going to give you a donation so you can go to India. Haribo, Haribo. We become very happy. So we may say, in our ulas, we say, Haribo, Haribo, Jai, Krishna's mercy. It happens like this. So whenever they hear something, great news or good news, they automatically, like a pressure cooker, when the steam gets inside, then it comes out. So when they feel very great happiness over some event such as this, then it automatically comes out of the pressure cooker of their hearts. Hari, 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 like this. Pratame Balilena Shiva Sudar Gotra Bhadaona Krishna Amas Sabakar. The magnanimous Shrivas Thakur was the first to reply. Udar. It says Udar. Means very magnanimous. Udar. Udara. Pratam. Pratam means first. Bali. So, Shriman Pandit came in to give the news. He gave the news report. This is what's happening with... Listen, everyone. And he's been speaking. Shriman Pandit's been speaking for the last 10 or 15 verses with a smile on his face. Hasite. Hasite. Very much smiling. And everyone gathered around him. Gadadhara Gopinath, Ramai Pandit, Shivas Pandit, Gopinath Pandit, Gadadhara Pandit, Shivas Thakur. Everyone's gathering around. And he's giving a report about what he saw, what he perceived, and what he understood about Nimai Pandit. Listen, I think there's an incarnation amongst us. There's someone special appearing amongst us. So now after hearing all this, and all the general devotees said, Hari Hari. That was their first reply. Now the leader of all that group, Shrivas Thakur, leader in terms of age, he was the most senior person gathered over there. Now he was the Pratam Bali. Pratam Bali, Pratama. Pratama Bali means first to speak. And what did he say? Gotra Bhadhavana Krishna Ama Savakar. May Lord Krishna increase our family. It's a very, like a riddle, sounds like a riddle. What is our family? Our family is Krishna Parivar. Parivar means family, group. So Shrivas and this is a family here. This is a family of devotees. Gadadhar, Gopinath, Ramai, Shrivas, Shrivas Thakur, and Shriman Pandit. They're all devotees of the Lord. Radha and Krishna's devotees. And they're regularly meeting and chanting together, Nam Sankirtan, discussing Bhagavatam with Shrivas Thakur. Now, this puffed up, arrogant pundit of Naya, this dry, pundit who's just absorbed in eating the dry oil cakes of logic, he is going to join our, he's starting to melt with ecstatic symptoms and flood the entire place with his love. He's going to join us. So Srivast Thakura made a wonderful proclamation. May Lord Krishna increase our family. Gochra Badauna, Badauna Krishna Ama Savakar. So this is very nice. And then again, he put it in a sutra after that. Gotram nu vardatam iti. Gotram nu vardatam iti. Like we say Govardhan. You've heard this word, Govardhan? Vardhan means to increase. Increase. Vardhan. So, Gotram nu vardatam. So may our gotra, gotra means family, may our family increase more and more. Increase. Anande karena sabe Krishna samkatan utila mangala dwani parama mohan. As all the devotees happily discuss the topics of Krishna, the most auspicious and enchanting sound vibration arose. Parama mohan. Mangala dwani utila. This was rising, this beautiful sound vibration. And what were they saying? Tatastu, tatastu bale bhagavat gan sabe bajuka krishna chandrera charan. The devotees repeatedly exclaimed, tatastu, tatastu, let it be, let it be. Bhagavat gan, that means all the bhagavats, they're called the bhagavats, bale bhagavat gan, all of them were singing gan. I mean, the group, the gan of bhagavats. Sabe bhajuka. Bajuka Krishna Chandra. They were saying, Bajuka. Bajuka means bhajan or worship. Because Srivas Pandit, first all the assembled, everyone said, Hari Hari. Then Srivas said, oh, may Lord Krishna increase our family. Now he's going to join our family of devotees, Nimai Pandit. So then everybody replied by saying, yes, yes, it's a great idea. Let it be, let it be. Let everyone worship the feet of Krishna Chandra. So this is the wish of all devotees, everywhere, in all times, that we have a few in our ranks, we have a few devotees, and whenever some new person joins the temple, everyone becomes very happy. When they're preaching in the West, especially, a new bhakta comes and joins the program, or whatever they call it, bhakta program. The community of devotees are very happy. Oh, Another person has come to join the family, the Achyuta Gotra. This is Achyuta Gotra, the family of Achyuta, the infallible family that never ends, never falls, never fails. This family never fails because our father never, he who never fails. One definition of Achyuta means he who never fails to reciprocate with the loving dealings of his devotees. This is Achyuta. Beautiful name for Krishna, Achyuta. He who never fails to reciprocate in kind with the love of his devotees. You love me, I love you. And even more he reciprocates. This is Achyuta, because Achyuta means infallible, he doesn't fall down. So when someone joins our family, then we feel very happy. Chaitanya Bhagavat. But we want to actually see these pastimes and enter these pastimes in our heart. It's a beautiful description of Chaitanya Bhagavat. So dramatic. Because what happens is this type of katha is full of prema. This is prema katha. It's all about the prema avatar, Gauranga avatar. So what happens, these topics, everything is coded. Everything is coded in this prema sagar, this ocean of love. So it's if you have a paintbrush, and you stick that paintbrush in the can, and then that brush gets coated with the paint, and then you cover the wall with it. So these topics is Hari Katamritam or Gauranga Katamritam. These nectarine topics of Gauranga. They're all dipped in this paint can, this love, this prem. So what's happening as we hear it, those topics are painting our heart. The walls of our heart are getting painted by those topics, by this rung, by this color. So we're getting colored with Gauranga prem. It's slow because when you're covering something black, it takes a while. So the walls of our heart are very black. So first we have to put a primer coat. It's called a primer coat, a primary coat, first coat. We paint white. We have to paint so much white, and then after the white will eventually cover the black, and then we can add some color on top of the white. That's undercoat. It's called undercoat, the white. So these topics are like that. They're so deep and so beautiful and so full of prema that as we hear them, they start to paint our hearts. So it's black and black and then gray and gray and then getting a little white and white, and then we can add some color, red, green, yellow, blue, whatever. So they're very, very powerful, even if we simply listen to them. And especially in Sangha, because if we read the book ourselves, we fall asleep. Generally. This is the nature. The Nidra Devi comes and takes advantage of that, and we take rest. But reading in association has a great power for everyone, the hearer and the speaker both. So on that note, we'll just stop.